All right, so here we go. We're taking a look at the fact that fathers care too. And one of the things that we can do, and I'm sharing this because sometimes it helps to just hear someone talk about what so many are already doing, simply because by hearing someone say it, it can make it much more clear to us what we've already been doing, but just didn't know how to express it. We didn't know how to say what we were already doing. So if you're doing this, I want to congratulate you and encourage you to continue. If you haven't quite gotten here, here's a move to make. Be emotionally available and vulnerable. Let me share that with you again. Be emotionally available and vulnerable. Fathers have traditionally defined their roles as providers and protectors. As a father, it's good to get involved from the start in day-to-day parenting activities. That's how you get to know your kids. I mean, really get to know them. Interacting up close and living color brings up some surprisingly intense feelings, some positive, some negative. And so fathers need support from their spouses and from their friends to stay open and respond to the emotional demands of parenting. This allows children to feel that they're connected and that they can open up with their fathers. So that's one of the things you want to do if you haven't already begun to do that. I do know for a fact that there are a lot of fathers who've already been doing this, and I mean consistently. You really connect with your children, and your children know, not only do they know that they can talk with you about anything, they do talk with you about anything, because you connected with them so beautifully that they're, I mean, from childhood, from early childhood, that they're comfortable, even into their teens and the young adult years, talking with you about anything. That's great. I know a lot of people would say, don't try to be your children's friend. You either be their parent or be their friend. I want to say again, as I've been saying for years and years, we can be friends and parents to our children. The key is to make sure, as I had two teenage girls to tell, well, one was a teenager, the other was a preteen, to tell me years ago, the key to it is, we don't want our parents trying to be our buddies. They don't want their parents trying to pretend like the parents are the same age as the kids and acting like they're the kids' peers. No, we didn't say peers. We didn't say you can be your child's peer. You can be your child's friend without being your child's peer. Believe me, none of us is God's peer, yet Abraham was called a friend of God. Moses was called a friend of God. Neither one of them were his peers. The Lord Jesus told his most intimate disciples, I'm now calling you friends. And you can best believe they were not Jesus' peers. But yet, he called them friends. And so, if God the Father can be a friend, have humans as his friends, if God the Son can have humans as his friend, then surely, and remember now, God also calls those of us who are born again his children. So if God the Father can have children who are also his friends, then surely human beings can have children who are also their friends. All right, let's look at this some more. I guess next week. I have a number of other items that I'd like to discuss this week. And so we'll look some more into fathers caring too next week. For now, there's something else I'd like to talk about briefly. It has to do with background checks. How many of you employers, managers, etc., have you either thought about having background checks run on potential employees, or you've done it? You're still doing it. Black Enterprise shares some information that we need to know about background checks. One of them is one of the things that they're telling us, and this is so This is critical. This is important. It's significant. According to Lester Rosen, CEO of a company that acts as an employment screening resource, businesses that don't use background checks when hiring people are putting their business at risk. When a new employee who has not been properly vetted is hired, employers are basically welcoming a stranger into their business. Employment background checks generally include three main aspects: criminal record checks, employment history, and education verification. The Fair Credit Reporting Act mandates that employers must get written authorization from job applicants before conducting a background check. And once that background check is completed, that candidate must be informed if there's anything harmful found during the search. So, as you can see, a lot of confidential information is being gathered here. And so there's a potential for lawsuits. And so they're letting us know some of the steps that can be taken to avoid lawsuits and possibly government investigations. Three tips. Number one, use a background check services vendor who has a good reputation that provides you with clear, accurate, and complete written reports. Secondly, has specific reasons for wanting to know certain information to make a hiring decision, which should be tailored for each type of job. Did you get that? The hiring decision should be tailored for each type of job. And as a result, you should be tailoring the types of information you want to be obtained through the background check and limit the scope of the background check to only that information. So, for example, you'd want to know if a delivery driver candidate has a lot of speeding tickets, and you'd want to confirm whether a person applying for a lawyer job graduated from college and law school. But you shouldn't be checking every job seeker's driving record or every job seeker's educational background. Thirdly, background check reports contain a lot of personal and potentially embarrassing information. So you should keep that information in a secure place at your company and limit who can read that. Like most circumstances in life, you should treat other people as you yourself would want to be treated. Even if you don't have any empathy for the job candidates, you should keep background check reports close to the vest because your potential liability increases with each person who reads them. So, background checks, they're making it clear that they should be done. You want to make sure that you're trying to pull together the best team possible, but proceed with caution. Even though there's some cost associated with conducting background checks, it's a lot cheaper to pay for those background checks than to hire an employee who steals or hurts someone. Most of the time, most of the people pass the background check. But if you get someone who has a problem, you will be very happy that you dodged a bullet and then bring someone into that workplace who's dangerous, unfit, dishonest, or unqualified, or any combination of the above. Till next time.